From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Illegal immigration from Central America remains a big U.S. concern. A conference begins here today with Central American leaders and U.S. cabinet members. WLRN's Tim Padgett spoke with the president of Honduras.
Drug gang violence has made Central America's northern triangle of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala the world's deadliest zone outside Syria. A few years ago, unaccompanied Honduran children pouring over the U.S. border were a wake-up call to the region's crisis. At the time, Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez urged the U.S. to create what he called a Marshall Plan of social aid for the northern triangle. Then U.S. President Barack Obama responded with a billion-dollar proposal called the Alliance for Prosperity. In an interview with WLRN after his arrival in Miami this week, Hernandez said he believes that approach has begun to work.
We've lowered Honduras' murder rate by 35% in the past few years. We saw 5% economic growth in our last quarter, meaning more job opportunities for young people who are recruitment targets for the gangs. And so I think we're seeing fewer Hondurans leaving the country for the U.S.
Hernandez and the presidents of Guatemala and El Salvador are here for the Conference on Prosperity and Security in Central America. The two-day event will be held at Florida International University and the U.S. military's Southern Command. It will also feature U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, and Vice President Mike Pence. But a big question hanging over the event is whether President Trump will continue or cancel support for the Alliance for Prosperity.
La propuesta que se envió.
The proposed U.S. budget cuts for Central America are highly significant, and I hope we can review that at this conference. On trade, drug trafficking, immigration, this hemisphere is like an ecosystem, and we hope the U.S. will continue to invest in us. I believe President Trump will keep on that path.
Hernandez also insisted his government is improving Honduras' corruption and human rights problems. Those also drive illegal immigration. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.